Dvar Halacha and Chavos Halvavos, Tuesday night, Or Lechav Dalid Kislev. If I waited with the Dvar Halacha to tomorrow night, it would be too late for people that daven in this minyan. Tomorrow night, you mechuyev al pidin to daven from a siddur. Either you prepare al hanisim by heart tomorrow night, then you don't need a siddur. If you sit and prepare it and go over it and study it and make sure you know it by heart, or you have to read it from a siddur. That's a dinner mishabrua, simin kuf, sifkotin aleph, and that applies. He talks about al hanisim and anything else that you only say once in a while. There's a chiyuv al pi din. He says people don't do it. Tomei al minig anoshim shemikilim b'chol zeh v'spalil ba'al peh v'ena mesabrim mitchila ena yodei al ma'asomchu. There's a din, you have to do it. Nochon izor l'spalil b'chanukul purim u'mawadim v'rashir chadoshim al kaponon tfilu v'shona v'tol chasidr. Okay, so that's Nageya tomorrow night already. Okay, we're learning Shar Avos Hashem and Chodos Halvavos, and in case, if you're listening, so you may wonder, in Perek Aleph of Avos Hashem, Shar Avos Hashem, he gives like a whole story. He makes up, I guess he knew it was true. He gives a whole picture of the journey of the Neshama from Chelek Eloka Mimal to being involved in the Gashmius of the world, to developing Seichel and breaking away, and developing Avos Hashem. That's what we'll be learning today, and that's the first Perek. What's his point, I was thinking today? What's he giving us this? What's an Ageas? Perek Beis starts off already how to develop Avos Hashem, what Avos Hashem is and how to develop it. But what is the point of this Perek? So I was thinking, the very important Perek. The point of the Perek is that every person's neshama naturally can reach the greatest heights of Avos Hashem. That's the point of the Perek. The point is what he says in the beginning, and then the neshama is a chelek aloka mimal, and like a magnet it's drawn to Hashem and wants to be bonded with Hashem and wants to be close to Hashem and wants to please Hashem and wants to just be thinking about Hashem, learning about Hashem, loving Hashem, developing Avos Hashem. That's the natural state of the neshama. So then he says, this is the problem, this is what happens. And then you got to come back to yourself through the use of your seichel. You start off with a little precious, and then you have siyata d'shmaya. Once you start off with a little seichel and you do it a little on your own, a little precious, yobo achar zeh, and then you'll understand ha'emes min hashav, and you'll develop a knowledge of Hashem, and then you'll first react with yira. That's what we learned last night. And then your odudo habori yisal Hashem will give you chizik. The yashket es bachta v'cherdosa will calm you down. Will calm the neshama down from its behola of the godless Hashem, uba also ace tis over ha'ava b'Hashem Yisrael men b'Yisader, but tis yachid b'tohar lefono b'havaso also uba b'tochon olav uba chuka elav. So this is, but the point is, this is the natural state of the neshama. It shouldn't think like no shaykes to this. It is an avoda to get to there, but the way he describes it, I think, is bedavka, so we should understand that that's its natural state. So that makes it much easier, because you just have to allow things to take their course and get rid of the garbage that clutters up everything else. So Chavisola says, and it has no thoughts, ultimately it has no thoughts for anything other than Hashem, and everything is only doing the Ratzon Hashem, and even talking, the main point of talking is not to yap yap, but to be modet Hashem, to be mevarech Hashem, Really, the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, a famous Ramban, says that the purpose of creation is that a person should acknowledge and be modeh and be mahalel to the Borei. That's the purpose, to have that acknowledgement. So it says Yavad Hashem, and then if things are going well, you're modeh to Hashem, and if things are not going well from your perception, then you. This is the idea of the Ahavtoi Hashem Elokecha b'chol levav, b'chol nafsh, b'chol miyodecha, b'chol mida umida. Shumodeh have a modeh lo b'mod mo'od, that Avos Hashem is even through. Not maybe either even, or maybe even you develop more keenly Avos Hashem through Yisurim. Ki yes, asher yehav Yeshem yochiach, and v'miser also tochil. You long for Hashem, you want to understand what's happening, and people who have had that experience and reacted in the right way will to a man or to a woman will say that they become closer to Hashem through that experience, through the experience of Yisurin, through the experience of difficult times. A person who eat Avo, Chuko, Ritzono, Bitochanolov. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay.